And welcome to another exciting episode of Kick Arts, Auckland's comprehensive art show, brought to you every Sunday night here at 104.6 FM or planetaudio.org.nz. Live stream, if that's the way you want to go, not listening to it on the wireless, just listening to it through the wireless. Amazing how words come back in use in different contexts over the years. Now, it's a bit of a funny show this night, this lovely Guy Fawkes night, because I'm here alone. It's doing a loner, all alone, naturally. George has done a lovely playlist for me, though, because what tonight is about, it's about all the music that's coming to Auckland over the summer. We have got such a lineup of amazing acts coming from locally and overseas, coming to entertain us on the lovely summer nights that we're expecting here in Tamaki Makaurau over the next couple of months. I mean, tonight's not a really good example of what that weather might look like. Neither was yesterday. In fact, the day before was pretty shite as well. But we're hoping that it's going to get warmer and you can grab a picnic and go and sit and listen to some of these amazing acts. At some of the there's music in parks that comes up, free events around Auckland that you can go and listen to. All these many different international acts touring. And, of course, there's the festivals around Auckland that you can buy tickets to and go and see. The first one, Laneway Festival, which is looking like a pretty amazing lineup. I'm going to get straight into a track from that. And, again, a shout-out to my co-host, Georgia, who's frantically working on her presentation tomorrow as the academic year comes to an end. I'm sure she's doing a fantastic job, working really hard. And the first track that comes up is The Bird by Anderson .Paak. Anderson .Paak, an American artist, not to be confused with Anderson .Paak. His name is Brendan .Paak Anderson, so he's kind of flipped it on that. But, you know, that's could become Green Richard or Green Dick, however that works. He's an American singer, songwriter, rapper, drummer, and record producer from Oxnard in California, sunny California. Released his first album, his debut album, OBE, Volume 1, in 2012, under the pseudonym Breezy Lovejoy. Where do people get these names from? I mean, you know, being a DJ, a rap artist or whatever, gives you the license to come up with a really silly name. He went on to release Venice in 2014 under Anderson .Paak. He's coming along to play as part of the Laneway Festival, and here's a track from his album Malibu called The Bird.
A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient rules. Choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. Bleed the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now our love was taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now my love was taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do.
Straight into the next song. Without checking with me first is a bit off. Yes, so Laneway Festival is on over the summer. It's definitely a good festival to go to. It's at Albert Park on the 29th of January, and it's returning. It's good to see these festivals return. Often they come for a few years and then disappear because they can't make it, which is pretty much like Auckland City Limits, which is on March 3rd, that is a revisit of, it's just gone out of my head, the festival that was at Western Springs prior to that. We're going to be playing a few tracks from that. So I'm very excited about the fact that Grace Jones is going to be at that festival. It is, that's someone who I've never seen before live. I'm hoping to be able to see her. I've got a thing on in the evening. It's not looking promising. Not looking promising, but part of Laneway is actually there's a lot of good New Zealand acts coming up, and that's what I like about the fact that some of these festivals that you get in Auckland, it's that we do get to showcase the incredible talent that we have, New Zealand musicians, and headlining at Laneway is Aldous Harding, who's kind of, I suppose you'd call her, a gothic folk singer-songwriter, who's from Littleton. Who'd have thought Littleton down in the south. Represented by Flying Nun Records, which seems appropriate, actually, and Littleton Records, but Flying Nun supporting a lot of South Island artists for many, many years. And her mother is the folk singer Lorena Harding. And Aldous was discovered by Anika Moore, which is interesting. She was busking on the street and Anika saw her playing, and the rest is history. And she's done a lot of collaboration with other musicians, including Marlon Williams, John Parrish, and Mike Hadrius. And I'm going to play a little track called Imagining My Man. It's not
not what I thought, and it's not what I pictured when I was imagining my man. You are so nervous all of the time, living the classics.
Aldous Harding appearing at the Laneway Festival next January the 29th. great summer opportunity to go down and enjoy some amazing bands there, and individual artists, lots of New Zealand talent. Just listening to that track here reminds me of another great New Zealand artist. Before I say that, I just want to say, if you've just joined us here at Kick Arts, this is a summer music special, just highlighting some of the great acts coming to Auckland, or Auckland musicians who are already here performing at festivals and concerts through the summer. And we're just looking at the moment, it's a couple of tracks from Laneway. But before I do that, I want to play a track from, it's a bit of a tease really, because this woman's concerts are all sold out already. Travelling round the country, all sold out, not surprising. An international star in New Zealand and around the world. Of course, that's what international means. And she's doing really well with, and everywhere, her second album has really skyrocketed through Melodrama. You know what I'm talking about, it's Lord. So she's got 8 concerts over the summer, all sold out. Tough. Maybe the venues need to be a little bit bigger. Or maybe she just likes playing a little intimately. But I'm going to play this track, of course. It's been played a lot, but I kind of like it. And it goes with all the fireworks I can see from the window of the studio here. And one of the joys of Planet FM is we've got a large window overlooking the city, and I can see everyone's having a great time. Be careful out there. I know you've probably got this show playing in the background while you're letting off your crackers. Be safe. Be careful. Don't aim them at anyone. And make sure your pets are inside and feeling a bit happier than if they're outside. Here's Green Light from Lord.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did, and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth. Oh, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you? How we kissed when we danced on the light of floor. On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing you down every road.
I'm waiting for it, that green light.
Cause on the aisle, come get my things, but I can't let go.
I'm waiting for it, that green light.
I'll always try, could get my things and just let go.
I'm waiting for it, that green light. I want it.
Sometimes I wake up in a different bedroom. Whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you? How we kissed when we danced on the light up floor. On the light up floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing you down every road.
I'm waiting for it.
Things, but I can't let go.
I'm waiting for
yeah, Lord. Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Lord. Now, Colin Moccasin is part of the Laneway Festival, and interesting name, actually, Colin Moccasin. It's not really his real name, like most of these musicians. And he originally is from Te Awanga in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And he's been living between Wellington, London, Sussex and Manchester over the last 10 years with his various incarnations as a musician, specialising in psychedelic pop. Dream pop, space rock. He plays a guitar, he sings. He's done pretty well. He's part of that lineup. Conan Tant Hosford is his better name. But he got the name Moccasin because he liked making his own shoes. So, bit of a creative type. You're with Richard Green on Kick Arts, Auckland's comprehensive art show. Just looking at some of the great acts that are coming our way over the next couple of months, or actually 4 or 5 months here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, in Tamaki Makaurau, particularly for some concerts at some of the bigger venues and also some of the festivals that are happening. So Conan is part of the Laneway Festival, which is on the 29th of January. So if you're into a bit of psychedelic rock, you might want to go and check this one out along with the other great lineup that's happening at that particular festival as well.
Thank you. licking cans, looking at the billboard. Oh, so rad. Summing up the people, checking out the race, doing what I'm doing, feeling out of place, walking, walking in the rain. Feeling like a woman, looking like a man, sounding like a no-no, making when I can, whistling in the darkness, shining in the light, coming to conclusion, right is night, is time, walking, walking in the rain.
Bit of a sudden ending there, that wasn't so good. Grace Jones, my God, who still around after 40 years, really is as cool as Grace Jones. Avant-garde trailblazer, she's modelled, she's acted, she's sung. She is a cultural icon, really. Entering the New York City disco scene in the 70s, she started with three award-winning albums back-to-back and rolling into the 80s with Nightclubbing album, which you just you heard there, and songs like Pull Up to the Bumper. And she's been around for 40 years, and not just music and fashion, but also film. She was a James Bond villain, and actually also her documentary on her life, Bloodlight and Bammy, has been released this year, and that's going to be well worth a look. That sort of kind of looks at her life not only as a wild, scary, androgynous musician slash everything else but also it looks at her as a lover, daughter, mother, sister, grandmother. And she allows the cameras in behind the scenes, just looking at her life. And she's so theatrical. And it also looks at performances such as Pull Up to the Bumper, Slave to the Rhythm, and looks at her life, looks at her family roots and her traumatic childhood. And it's I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. In Jamaican pathos, blood light is the red light that illuminates when an artist is recording, and Bami means bread. So it's about recording and money, public life, private life. Yeah, interesting, fascinating. Businesswoman. She certainly has had an incredible, successful career. I'm very concerned. I haven't seen on the... So she's at, in Queenstown on the 2nd, and then she comes to Auckland for the 3rd. I haven't seen what time she's playing, but I've got a horrible feeling I may miss it with my other commitments. That would be gutting, actually, to do that. But and because I love her so much, I'm going to play, mentioned in that in her documentary performance, Slave to the Rhythm, which is off her Island Life album. And, yeah, those of you who aren't aware of Grace Jones, if you're not doing anything on the 3rd, I'd be heading along to Auckland City Limits to check, just even just to pay to go and see her. There's a whole lot of great acts lined up for that that festival at Western Springs on the 3rd of March, but she would certainly be my pick.
Don't cry, it's only
Now, one of the advantages of living in a place where there are lots of opportunities to see things in festivals or live gigs. In Auckland, we get a chance to see an eclectic mix of bands. And one thing about the Auckland City Limits Festival is that is the case, again, with the lineup they've got. One of those is Sylvanesso, which is an American indie pop band from North Carolina. North Carolina. They've been around since 2013. They probably wouldn't tour by themselves unless they were coming out for a festival or something. A lot of these bands won't come in unless they're part of something that's a bit bigger. There's a bit of a risk for them losing out on money if they're not that big and not that popular. It's also a way to get them around the world a bit more, where people can get to know them and they can lift their sales, which is obviously something you want to do when you're a musician. So Sylvanesso is on at the Auckland City Limits Festival, which is on 3rd of March. Here's a little track from them called Come Down.
How you going?
Hey, mama, won't you come down? Hey, mama, won't you come down to the river to wait, to bathe?
Piece of music there from Sylvan Esso, and they're at the Auckland City Limits Festival on the 3rd of March. Certainly would be quite an amazing live act to sit and listen to, sort of thing. Actually, I'd imagine more in a smaller venue, just sitting and listening to that kind of cruisy alternate sound, indie pop sound. Love it. Something a bit more Kiwi summer. Now, I'm a big fan of this band. I always have been. Been around for a while now. They've got an extensive touring schedule over the next few months, December, January, February, March, April. I'm talking about Fat Freddy's Drop, who are at the Rhythm and Alps Festival in Wanaka. Then they play the Kainui Road Vineyard in Kirikiri, in Northland on the 6th of January. They're part of the Salmonella Dub 25th anniversary celebrations on the 13th of January. Villa Maria Winery in Mangere on the 20th of January. Havelock North on the 3rd of February, Black Barn Vineyards. Two nights there, 3rd and 4th of February, and then they play Homegrown in Wellington on the 7th of April. So quite a lot of opportunities to see this band. I think I've been about six times. I just can't get enough of them. I just think, actually, I prefer their live gigs to their studio stuff. Actually, I know that might be a bit weird, but they're just phenomenal performers. And the way that they own the stage, the musicians really obviously love what they do. They love the energy that they project to an audience. I don't think I've ever seen a flat Frat Freddy's show. Frat Freddy. I'm going to play one of their latest tracks, Blackbird, which is a favourite of mine. And when we come back, I'm going to review the show Maggot, which I had the privilege of seeing at the Basement Studio opening night on Friday. We had them in the studio last week. And I went along with the show, not really sure what to expect, actually. And let me tell you, I got more than I bargained for. That's Maggot. I'll be reviewing after this track from Fat Freddy's Drop, touring this summer, Blackbird.
Oh, waiting for, food I have not to need. I can't eat, I can't sleep, 'cause I know they'll be watching me. And if you're the wise that sees right through, I don't know.
Blackbird, Fat Freddy's Drop, just a fantastic, fantastic track. It wants to play again, that's how good it is. Really just defines summer for me, things like Fat Freddy's Drop, and of course they're playing at the Salmonella Dub anniversary show as well, which is going to be a great gig. It really is going to be a great gig. There's some fantastic shows on over the summer, just going through a few. There's so many to name. It's really hard to name them all. Japanese rock group Guitar Wolf are playing in a couple of weeks around Christchurch, Takaka, Wellington, at the Whammy Bar on the 25th of November here in Auckland and Tauranga. And then there's a secret show in West Auckland on the 27th of November, so keep an eye open for that. Feist is playing at the Power Station on the 25th of November. The Weekend are playing Spark Arena on the 29th of November. You've got the Shins at the Power Station. Aldous Harding, I understand she actually is sold out, so bummer. Paul Kelly is playing at the Civic on the 1st of December here in Auckland, competing with J. Cole on the 1st of December at Spark Arena. So, I don't know, maybe a different audience. You might not want to go to both. Harry Styles, 2nd of December, Spark Arena. My goodness me. Now, here's a gig I'm going to, definitely. And I'm going because I'm taking my daughter, because she's a big fan. At the 5th, we're going to Mount Smart Stadium to see him, Sia. And I'm not really a big fan of Mount Smart Stadium, and it seems like it might almost be the wrong venue for her. I would have put her in Vector, but maybe, well, not Vector, Spark, sorry. But maybe it's, why am I apologising? They're not paying my bills. Maybe it's the fact that she seems more like a contained kind of performance as opposed to a big wide space. I was speaking to a colleague just recently who went and saw Adele at Mount Smart and felt, again, it wasn't quite the right venue, but they really enjoyed the show. So I'm talking about Sia, yes, and here's a track off her Thousand Forms of Fear album, Chandelier.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, I push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love. I'm gonna swim from
See, that should be a good show. I'm really looking forward to going and seeing that. Taking my 9-year-old daughter because she's a big fan. Maybe I'm not the right demographic. I really enjoy her videos and the production of her music. Speaking of production, when you hear a show's called Maggot, it can cause a little bit of concern. What an unusual name for a show. So I was intrigued when we had guests in the show last week. We had Angela Freya and Angela and Freya from Maggot come in and talk about the show. And they, along with Al Wooten and with direction by Kimberly Twiner, produced the show, which is kind of a combination of clown, dance, character comedy, a bit of bizarre movement. Very interesting show. Wasn't sure when they talk about circus, I wasn't sure whether there was going to be some tumbling and maybe a bit of juggling and, you know, maybe some high ropes. But it was in the studio at the Basement Theatre, so not much room for high ropes there. And sat down and straight away I knew that it was going to be quite a challenging show, in a good way. I don't want to give away what they did to start off with or how they came out, but it was very confronting, very, very funny. And for the next hour I laughed and laughed and laughed and was taken by surprise. I was taken on quite a ride, didn't know what to expect next. And that was a good thing, because often you kind of sit there going, oh, I saw that coming. Didn't see many things coming, actually. And what I loved about it is these three incredibly talented, funny young women were so confident in themselves and their work that came across very strongly, and the audience were raucous in their appreciation of this show, Maggot. Absolutely disgusting, not my cup of tea, Angela's uncle, that's a quote. The reason they're in Auckland is because they won the Adelaide Fringe Tour Ready Award and nominated as the most promising emerging company at the New Zealand Fringe this year. And I have to say, I think this trio will go a long way with this work. It's edgy, it's exciting, it's bizarre. It doesn't fit into any kind of conformed boxes, which I love. I think that's brilliant, because it offers something a bit different than your standard kind of shows that come on through. These are three very, very talented, risk-taking women, and that's what we need in the arts, is risk-taking, push the boundaries to the enjoyment of the audience. And again, I laughed and laughed, and I left feeling that I had really been satisfied as an audience member. I arrived, didn't know what I was getting, got a great show, and I recommend it's on until the 11th of November. That's this coming week. You've got this chance to see it. It's 60 minutes long, starts at 6:30 p.m. at the Basement Studio. There's not many seats, so I'm guessing they're going to sell out. Prices range from $15 to $20. Definitely one of the funniest shows I have seen in 2017. So get along and see it. That's Maggot at the Basement Studio. It's very hard to segue out of that, I have to say. If I had someone in the studio with me, it might have been a little easier. It's Richard Green here at Kick Arts. We've got a bit of a different show tonight. It's only me in the studio. We're looking at some of the music and gigs, touring bands, festivals that are happening over the summer. Your opportunity to catch some amazing local and international acts live. There's so many gigs happening. Such a range too, from indie pop to hip hop to Don't Stop Till You Drop. And of course, one I noticed which quite amazed me actually was Yusuf Islam, formerly known as Cat Stevens, released his debut album 50 years ago in 1967, and he's still going. And I'm going to play a track off Tea for the Tillerman. Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam, he's converted to Islam, and he has always been a bit incredible in the sense of his words, his lyrics always have a really strong message, quite moving, an acquired taste maybe for some. It's not your hard rock, But it is it's certainly a great sound that he's got. And he's playing in Auckland on the 13th of December at Spark Arena, actually. Then he goes on to New Plymouth to play the Bowl of Brooklands and then Horncastle Arena in Christchurch. So he's got quite a lineup going there, three concerts. And I reckon that'll be one of the highlights of the summer. For those of you who aren't aware of Cat Stevens or Yusuf, just Google them. Now, here's a track, Wild World, which you should probably all recognise, off Tea for the Tillerman album, which was released in 1970.
Lost everything to you. You say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Breaking my heart in two, because I never want to see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild. Remember, there's a lot of bad, and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl.
Can't go wrong with a bit of Salmonella Dub. That's For the Love of It. That's the Pitch Black version of For the Love of It. And awesome band. Again, they're around this summer. Various gigs around Auckland. Check it out. They're also having an anniversary party as well. Now, Splore, one of the big, great 3-day festivals. You can camp, you can eat, you can dance, you can sleep. You can have a great time and listen to some awesome music as well. And someone playing at Splore next year is Rhea Hall. And now Splore's on from the 23rd to the 25th of February here in Auckland. Rhea Hall is, of course, on AIA, Māori Television's AIA, Marae DIY, DIY. Well, she was in 2012, 2013, became a singer, a recording artist. She opened the 2011 Rugby World Cup, singing at the opening ceremony. She's kind of, you know, a bit of reggae, soul, hip-hop, awesome. She's performing at Splore, and one act that, again, you should get along to see, although if you're at Splore, you can't really leave and then come back later. You're kind of stuck there amongst all the mud and the rain. Oh, hopefully it'll be fine. It won't be that rainy. Yeah, Auckland, February. Let's see how it goes. But here's Rhea Hall, Sing, Dance, Dream. Rhea Hall sing Dance Dream. Going to be at the Splore Festival in February 2018. Be well worth going along. Check out all these gigs and festivals. All you have to do is just Google the name of the artist and they'll pop up when their gigs are playing. Coming back to New Zealand again, also on the 9th of February in Auckland and the 10th of February in Wellington, is somebody who I admire greatly, actually. And one of those reasons is because with the same-sex survey, as they're calling it, in Australia happening, this artist, Macklemore, sung in a really prominent international sports event and sang Same Love and made no apology for it. And I thought, you know, he just went up again in my estimation. I think his lyrics and his poetry, his message is really good and really strong. And I've already seen him twice, so I'm not going to go back again. But if you haven't seen him in concert, phenomenal concert. As I say, that's on the 9th of February. Get along. But here's Same Love, the track that he played at the opening of the NFL final. And it took a brave man to do it, but generally the Australian public supported him. So Macklemore featuring Ryan Lewis off the album The Heist.
I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant for those that like the same sex, have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change. Even if I tried.
Was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression, yet we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
Keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
play, don't press pause. Progress march on, with the veil over our eyes. We turn our back on the cause, till the day that my uncles can be united by law. And kids are walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath, it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't change.
Hey, thanks very much for keeping me company on this Sunday night, Guy Fawkes night. I see the Wellington City Council are moving their fireworks displays to Matariki, which I think is fantastic. Well done, Wellington City Council. Let's hope that Auckland Council does the same thing. Thanks. I really had a great night tonight. Just looking at some of the music that's going to come to Auckland over the next 4 months. Thanks to Georgia for helping me out with a couple of playlists to play, so I wasn't really all alone. I know that everyone in the Kick Arts family were here in spirit. We'll catch you next week, because next week we're back for another 90 minutes of comprehensive arts coverage here in Auckland. You can like us on Facebook, you can email us kickarts1@gmail.com. be a little careful out there tonight with the Guy Fawkes people. Don't burn yourselves or burn anyone else or frighten the pets. This is Grace Jones. We're going to go out with her. I'm a bit of a fan, so I'm sorry. She might have dominated a little bit tonight, but this is Nightclubbing from the album Nightclubbing. This is the 2014 remaster. But go out there this week, guys. Do a bit of nightclubbing and kick some arts.
Nightclubbing, we're walking through town. Nightclubbing, nightclubbing.